The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined by Craig Forsyth to look ahead to three races on Sunday. Action from Pontefract, Southall, Tramore and Dundalk coming up on Sunday. And you'll hear all of the action live on William Hill Racing Radio from 1:50pm. Stuart Beasley, Mick Norton and Richie McGrath, your studio team. How are you, Mr. Forsyth?
Yeah, good, thanks, Alex. Frantic day on Saturday. Let's hope, you know, with only a couple of meetings on Sunday, we can find a few winners.
Yeah, but still a decent quality card, isn't it, at Pontefract?
Yeah, Pontefract usually have a couple of good Sunday cards throughout the season, and this is one, obviously, the listed race as being the highlight of the Sunday card.
Yeah, the Flying Filly Stakes is a listed contest over six, and we'll be previewing that in just a minute. That comes up at 3:45. But we're going to start with the 2:45. It's a handicap over a mile and a half, a Class 3 event, with eight runners down to go to post. If all eight stay in here, this race might just have a nice each-way feel to it. The logical place to start is with Alex Vino, Sir Michael Stout's runner. Shane Kelly takes the ride on this one. And he won really nicely, actually, last time out at Sandown.
Yeah, he did, Alex. But for me, he took a while to find top gear on that occasion. And Sandown's a track that, you know, you can get away with that kind of horse and that kind of style, where Pontefract on the turn, coming up that hill, there isn't a huge long straight to aim at. And for horses, it take a while to wind up. Before they're at their best, I think Alex Vino could be one to take on because of that reason. You know, I don't think this track will play to the horse's strengths. He's by high chaparral. He's a big sort. He just takes a little bit of time, a little bit of organising before he hits top gear. And you know, I think one or two could have skipped clear here before Alex Vino starts to run on in the closing stages.
Okay, I'm guessing one of those could be Asteroidea. Pam Sly's filly ran really well last time at Ripon. Did me a favour that day, certainly. From the front, was tough and won with a bit of style. That form hasn't worked out especially well, but we've seen a lot of See the Stars progenies come out and be really good at three, and she appears to be one as well.
Yeah, button down Lady Cecil's runner is a very similar type to Alex Vino, a horse that gets going all too late in the day. But the horse that would concern me if, in terms of form there is Brownsville, finishing third for Mark Johnson, a horse that I don't rate at all, to be honest. And I'd have slight concerns, you know, with the 7 pound rise in the weight may catch this filly out. But you're certainly in the right age bracket, Alex. You've got the right groove, so I didn't leave
many.
We've
just got one left. Yeah. Did you nap this last time?
I could well have done, yeah. I certainly
think you might have done.
I fancied it, yes, at Thirsk. Simply on the back of his course and distance win here. That was a tremendous performance, you know. What we've seen at Pontefract this season is low draws dominating over various trips. And Craganock produced a remarkable performance to win from stall 13, got to the front, galloped his rivals into the ground on that occasion, and you know, it was a real good performance. When they got to the top of the hill, I was expecting the horse just to stop basically in the field to catch up and him start pedalling backwards. But the fact he was able to keep galloping and, if anything, pull away from his rivals closer to the line to win by two lengths, and he went up a fair bit. He went up £8 for that win. And like you said, I thought he was a real good thing at Thirsk. But he disappointed. The weather was awful. The ground was a lot worse than good to soft. And let's be honest, Epsom Hill, the winner, doesn't look bad. Mm. He followed up yesterday. So that form has a solid look to it, even though he was 18 lengths back in fourth place. So, yeah, I like this horse, Mark Walford. I'm happy to forgive that well below par effort at Thirsk and give him another chance.
Okay.
Back over a course and distance, he's already been successful over this year.
Cragganock the pick there in the 2:45. Sylvester D'Souza takes the ride. And he's got no weight to carry, has he? So,
yeah,
plenty in his favour.
Want to put up as a danger, who does run this track very well and is starting to drop to an attractive mark, is Rio's Rosanna.
Mm.
Didn't run too badly at Chester last time, but that was her first run since May. So, you know, she's obviously had a problem or two this time around. I think she'll probably be coming to her peak now. Like I said, she's dropped to an attractive mark of 81, and Richard Whittaker's yard is in terrific form. So at a price, a danger could be Rio's Rosanna for the Whittaker yard.
Okay, so Rio's Rosanna, a danger there to Cragganock, and we're trying to take on Alex Vino there then at 2:45. Next up is the 3:45. It is the aforementioned Flying Filly Stakes, a listed contest over 6 furlongs. 13 down to go to post here, but I think we've got Penny Drops, Spinatrix and Bond Desire all down to run on Saturday, so watch your non-runners in this one. The place to start is pretty much with the top weight, isn't it, Craig? Ladies Off Forever, carrying the penalty here, is the highest rated, but it's going to be some ask, isn't it, with this weight on her back?
Yeah, always interested to see these listed races, how they've panned out in previous years, horses carrying penalties, because, you know, £7 for winning a Group 3 coming a listed race can, take some overcoming. And I've been trolling through the last 10 renewals of this race and only found one horse that's attempted to carry the £7 Group 3 penalty. And that was in 2011, Rumpf for Paul Cole, who trailed in 10th of 11. There's no stats there, basically.
No.
Just simply because there hasn't been many horses that have tried it. And as you said, clearly the form pick is Ladies Are Forever. But I just think it's a very hard task stepping back into a listed class carrying a £7 Group 3 penalty.
Okay, well, with the likely non-runners, I think it's fair to say, where would you be looking as an alternative to Jeff Oldroyd's charge?
I think the Godolphin horse, Hudna, could run well here. A horse that is a tricky customer, but has been running in big field handicaps on her last two starts at Newmarket, when certainly ran a respectable race, getting within a length of Heaven's Guest. And that, you know, certainly wasn't disgraced in the Stewards' Cup last time, finishing mid-division on that occasion. I think coming back into a listed race certainly could help this horse and the filly. She's only won once on the poly track at Kempton, but I think this horse could get ahead back in front, you know, stepping out those big handicaps, carrying, you know, biggish weights back in a listed company here.
Okay, so the Hooded Hoodner to pick.
Yes.
In the 3:45. And the final race that we're going to look at is the 4:20. Handicap over a mile and 4 yards, effectively a mile. Class 3 event with 6 runners down to go to post. We'll start here with Lockhart, shall we? Matt Johnston's charge. He doesn't waste any time turning them out, does he? I mean, this one made its debut at Ripon the same day that Astroidea won. Astroidea hasn't run since. Lockhart has run 3 times and is going to run again here as a 3-year-old. Has a course and distance win to his name and has a squeak here, doesn't he?
He does, Alex, yeah, but I feel he's been harshly handicapped on what he achieved in 3 starts in maidens. As you said, he did win over this course and distance on his final start when he beat Hanno, who also remains a maiden. For what he achieved, I just thought an opening handicap mark of 82 was stiff. He ran okay at Haydock. I don't think it was he was all that below his best, in all honesty. But I just think there could be one or two better treated in the race.
Okay, where are you looking then?
I'm going to take a chance with a horse wearing headgear for the first time here. The visored Mr. Matthews. I was really, really taken by this horse when I seen him at Pontefract early in the season. He's done extremely well from 2 to 3. He's really grown and he really looks a horse that could well be better than his handicap mark when everything starts to click. And he's unfortunate on his first couple of starts of the year because he found soft ground against them. He needs a decent, sound surface to be at his best. And when he got that at Ascot at the beginning of May, he produced a real good performance, finishing third to Brassos. That was a real good run. He hasn't been in that kind of form since, which is slightly concerning, but the visor hopefully will sharpen him up. He lost his position early in that race last time, and it was a race nothing from the rear got close. The first three were in those positions throughout, and of a moderate pace, you had to be up there in the van. Mr. Matthews, you know, got shuffled to the rear early and was never in the race itself. So we can overlook that to a certain extent at Ayr. And I think the much better expected, and he's really well handicapped. I think this horse off a mark of 77.
Okay, Mr. Matthews then, in the 4.20, could you just spin us through your three picks at Pontefract on Sunday, please, Craig?
Yeah, the first is in the 2.45, Crackenock in that one, in the Phillies listed race at 3.45, Hoodna, and finally in the 4.20 at Pontefract, Mr. Matthews for Carl Burke.
Okay, could be a good day for Sylvester D'Souza. Two of the three picks there for him, and he does ride Pontefract well, doesn't he? So
yeah, he does. He's in good form at the current time as well. So let's hope so, Alex.
Lovely stuff. Thanks for your time, Craig, and best of luck with all those picks on Sunday.
Thank you.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.